everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of Bitch Breathe, and I am your host, Ricardia. So, summer solstice is here, and with that, a whole lot of new energy and impulses and ideas come along. So normally, this is one of my favorite times of the year. Spring usually is my absolute favorite, and then the anticipation of summer is my second. This year, I want to be very honest with you and level. I've found it to be a little bit a mixed bag of treats, if you will, because where I am, there is a summer solstice right now. If I were in Australia, we would be at the winter solstice. And my location also means that we're looking towards a change when it comes to the pandemic. A lot of people are getting vaccinated. I'm getting my first shot tomorrow. And so life has been able to pick up again over here, and people have been carefully optimistic about maybe being able to move a little bit forward from this pandemic. Now, I say carefully because that is how I personally am feeling. I know that the vaccination seems to be helping, but the idea that in many, many places around the world, things still aren't even remotely under control has an effect on me. I don't exactly feel safe where I am, but I would certainly feel even less safe in other places. So I do want to acknowledge that when I'm talking about the summer solstice now, I'm talking about a very specific location and time and place with regard to the pandemic. So all that said, this still does remain one of my favorite times of the year because it allows us to really, really go out there and be celebratory in our energy. So some of the things I want to talk about today are little tools we can use, knowing that we are in a bit of a strange time right now, but that we still do have seasons and that nature still has a way of propelling us forward even when things might not necessarily feel like they are going forward, or that they're going forward in a way we would like, or that they're going forward fast enough. So here we are. It's June 21st and half of the year is up. For me, this is always a time when I like to look at how far have I come thus far, without judging, keep in mind, because I think that's super, super important. And then also to know that the peak is still yet to come. So even though the days are going to become shorter again, we still have the peak, the fruitfulness of this whole year still ahead of us. And I always find that very hopeful because midsummer, as it's also known, is a bit of a bittersweet symphony for me sometimes because I know now the days will get shorter. By the way, guys and gals, if you're not familiar with the summer solstice, what it basically means is we've just had the longest day and the shortest night. Now, with the time differences, I can never quite figure it out, but the energy of the solstice is from June 20th to June 23rd. So if you haven't gotten your rituals on, and there are a lot that we can do, then don't worry, you've still got 2 days to get this thing right. So this is a time of very fiery energy. This is all about going out, firing up, like light your ass on fire is what I want to say, to really get ourselves out there. And there are so many beautiful rituals and so many things in different countries that are done around this time. I know in Sweden, for example, you probably know this too, there's all this dancing, and I think it's women put their flowers that they've gathered underneath their pillows to attract a mate. And it's also a time of abundance and healing. So with all these things in mind, I want to come to a few little rituals that I tend to do when this time of the year comes up. So like I said at the beginning, the first thing that I do is to take stock a little bit. While I say this, I think it's really important to not do this, like I was saying at the beginning, with judgment, like, oh, I haven't achieved this, that, or the other, because I was just talking to a friend the other day and a birthday was coming up for him and I realized he wasn't super excited about it. So I said, hey, you don't even sound like you want to do anything or any sort of celebration. And he said, yeah, because in a way, this is another year, you know, another revolution around the sun. Without my having achieved my goals, I was going to have this and this by now. I was going to be in this and this place by now. And it made me really, really sad. I thought, wow, that's a tough way for me to take stock, because it means you're looking at all the scarcity, all the things that haven't happened. And especially after a year such as this one, I think that's really very understandable, but also really harsh for oneself. So when we take stock, let's do it this way. Let's look at all the things that are now in place that maybe weren't in place for us, for where we are, and in my case, it's Berlin, since, let's say, January. January was still very daunting to me. I thought, what the hell kind of a year lies ahead? What are we even going to do? How much are we going to be able to have control over our own lives and as a collective species? And now it's June, and I feel like, you know what, I think things are getting a little easier. And even though that isn't the case for everyone, I have to. It's my duty as a human who's in this life, on this earth, to take stock of all the things that are working, of all the people who are doing okay. And I know a lot of people, even in my own very personal circle, there's a lot of people who aren't doing so great, but to really look at the things that are going well and the plans that you still have. There's a whole second half of this year still available. There's 6 months. Maybe you have a vaccination. Maybe there's some more freedom for you here so that you can really, when you take stock, look forward to the things that are still coming. Maybe it's your children who are going to go back to school or go to school for the first time. Maybe you've been able to take a vacation already, or you've picked up a wonderful book that you're now reading in the sun. For me, I've started to work out a lot more than I used to, because let's face it, I hate working out. But I've actually started to go for a run. And those of you who know me know that I do not enjoy jogging very much, but I do it every morning now, or almost every morning, I should say, truthfully, or yoga in the park, whatever freedoms, whatever things you are able to do and that you want to put forth in this second half year, go for it. You've got all the energy to support you right now, because at summer solstice, a lot of cultures, they burn fires. This is, for one, to burn away the demons and to get rid of negative energy. But it's also about putting yourself out there, really, really going for it. Get that fire under your ass and run with it. Speaking of this whole energy, this is a very external time. Whereas fall and winter are more about reflection, going inward, introspection, if you will, this is a time to put yourself out there. Really get all the impulses and inspiration. We're no longer online for all our Zoom calls. Maybe some of you have vacation. I know in Germany now, tomorrow, all the schools will be breaking up for a vacation, for summer holidays. And just really go out there, get the inspiration. There's so many people that you might not have been able to see that now you can see, because outside it's safer. Maybe you can go for longer walks after work if you're not on vacation. Maybe you take a new route to go to work. But whatever it is, this is about externalizing. So I'm not saying distracting, although actually maybe I am saying distracting ourselves from some other things that are going on. But get out there, get new impulses. The energy is with you, the season is with you. And for me personally, I went to a birthday party on Friday at a park. It was super, super busy. Place was like an anthill. It had that whole festival vibe. And I just sat there sometimes in quieter moments when I wasn't in conversation. And I just thought to myself, oh my God, thank you. Thank you that this is possible, that I can sit here with people. I was still a little nervous, but mostly I was just happy to be with my fellow humans. It was such a gift to be there. And I just took it all in, being outside, being with these people, and being in a loving energy. So really, I want to inspire you. I want you to get out there and really, really make the most of this wonderful, wonderful outdoor time. Another theme of summer solstice is the healing energy. I think this one is the key energy for me this year, for the first time, really, for obvious reasons, possibly, because we've been through quite a year and a half, and a lot of healing has to be done. Some of us have lost people around us or have received some very difficult diagnoses, maybe, or just in general struggled with what is going on. I have friends who don't even want to pick up the phone anymore, or who went through depression, who are only slowly now emerging from that, if they are indeed. So really look into the healing properties of this time. In fact, around this time, a lot of people gather herbs. Elderflower is one of the typical ones, and I think mugwort. I'm not an herbalist, so I don't know too much about it, but maybe this is a time to find out about these things. What about picking up a book and finding out what kind of natural healing herbs grow in your environment? If there are healers around you, I've worked with some incredible, incredible men and women to do healing work, all sorts of methods. Some worked more than others. But if there are resources as this one, and if you are able to financially put yourself into a place of taking advantage of these, then this is a great time to do so, burning off negative energy, staying in that theme of fire, and welcoming in all that nature is giving you right now and that is about to bring when fall comes. Think about this. This planet sustains us. It feeds us. It nourishes us. It puts sun on our skin. It puts food on our plate. It gives us places to go. This is a time to really, really honor Mother Earth, to really say thank you, even more so in the fall, and we'll get to that when I do an autumn equinox special, but to really understand that this is the peak, the sun is at her peak, and she gives and continues to give us so much. And even though there's a health issue around being exposed to too much sun, get out there and enjoy, and really get the healing help and energy that you might need right now, or maybe your children, your family. Whoever needs healing right now is also a great time to send some energy their way. And I know that sometimes sounds so abstract. I remember one of my yoga students, a guy, he used to say, Ricardia, I love your yoga classes because you don't make me send energy somewhere. I'm like, what do you mean? And he said to me, well, the other day I was in this yoga class and this guy was like, all right, guys, let's all like send energy to Kyoto now. And like, he's like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? What am I like sending thoughts to Kyoto? That's going to help people there right now. So I know it sounds abstract. And if you're not in a praying tradition or in a meditation one even, just to sort of acknowledge that maybe there's someone in your vicinity who needs a phone call or who would love for you to pick them up and go for ice cream. That's the kind of thing. I mean, it doesn't have to be sending these particularly abstract waves to someone if that's not your jam. And speaking about getting out, get out into nature. Now, any of you who know me closely are going to laugh now because you know I'm such an urbanite. I love the city. I lived in New York for many years, in London, and now in Berlin. So for me, going out into nature, so I was like, all right, I'll go out into nature because it's supposed to be good for me. But if you ask me where my comfort zone is, it's a coffee shop or a bookstore or a museum. And the beau is always so upset with me because I could spend entire Sundays just reading newspapers and books in the winter, that is, and he always needs to get out. So I've channeled more of my beau energy and gotten out more. And even though I still find it hard to connect to nature the way all the yogis do, and I'm a yoga teacher, I always feel like I'm supposed to know how to do this, I still have noticed that there is a calmness that comes over me. So what I do is I grab my coffee and or my book or a newspaper, whatever, and I go sit on a park bench. I've also gone running in the nature, like I just said, in the nature. That was such a German way to say it, in nature, and to do the yoga and really just be in communion with it, whatever that means to you. If you want to hug a tree, if that does something for you, go ahead. I like to sit under trees and try to not get bothered by the creepy crawlies because I'm such a diva, but to really get out there and yes, stay in the shade because the sun is very, very strong right now for those of us who are in the summer season, but to notice the freedom. This is a freedom that we here now have and that we were actually able to maintain throughout the winter, is to just get out because that is still there. And nature gives us so many signals as to what is up right now. Like for me yesterday, I just noticed, even now as life has picked up again, the birds are a lot louder than they were. There must be more of them too, because I'm hearing different bird songs from what I used to hear. Maybe I'm also more attuned to it because there was that quietude towards the first half of the pandemic. But to really get out there, just look at the signals, just look at the leaves, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be this deeply spiritual experience, but I assure you it can be. And lastly, what I want to talk about, if travel seems daunting for you, if it just doesn't feel like a safe thing right now, then maybe explore the places around where you live or in the country that you live. If you're in a very big country like the US, maybe you can do a road trip. Maybe that's a safe thing to do because you're vaccinated, or you'll be only with your partner or your kids in a camper all that time. But if that even seems daunting, just explore the city, the place you're in, and find new ways. Because I've started this whole running thing, I can't believe I'm actually saying that now, because for 40-something years, I have refused to do the jogging bit. Even in New York, I forced myself sometimes. But even now, when I do run, I look for new routes because I get bored really easily when I run. So I like to find new places. And I ended up finding this is a Berlin thing, this semi-secret party. I don't know what was going on, but I was going for a walk, actually not a run in this case. And I follow the music because it's like the strong beat and I'm an incredibly passionate dancer. So I went around and there's like these, I'm starting to smell this graffiti spray paint, and then I'm seeing these really very cool dressed people, if they had a lot of clothes on at all, because it was 36 degrees or something yesterday. So I come to the entrance and I was like, what is going on here? So I talked to these people, I'm like, what's happening here? And it was like this party, and they're having it every 2 weeks, and there's this crowdfunding around it, and you can get on board with it on Facebook. I'm sorry, I'll have to put the name for you Berliners in the show notes because it's escaping me right now. Something Shanti, which always means good news to me. And I just thought, how incredible. Berlin is such a resourceful and resilient city. Like, it'll pop back up over and over because it's been through Sodom and Gomorrah so many times that I think its instinct for survival is a killer instinct, really. They just kill the whole depression and blues and whatever every time. So just going on to different paths, both literally and figuratively. Find those new impulses, those new paths, and with that, new thoughts and new aspects of yourself. So with that in mind, wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful summer wherever you are, that you manage to find spaces of freedom and love and healing and fire and passion wherever that might be. Sending lots of love, and take care.